Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
We always love this time of the program. Well, Therese Mudgway always has something interesting for us.
Well, do you remember last week?
I was strangling myself last week.
You didn't even find your collarbone.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, and you've still got that mark.
I don't know what she's got in store for us today.
Welcome to the show, Therese.
Thank you, guys.
Today we're going to talk about being a victim of your circumstance or master of your experience.
Yeah.
So is that just sort of turning any situation around?
Well, it is, but it's a little bit more than that because it's very easy to say, well, let's turn a situation around. And probably right now, being coming into Christmas, it's a really good time to talk about this because we are constantly bombarded with advertising about what you should or shouldn't have, what you should or shouldn't get in order to be happy in life. You know, we're in a time in a world of consumerism.
Yeah, I know.
But is it about sort of taking responsibility, I guess, for who you are and how you want to be?
A little bit even more than that, Mike.
Yeah.
Because if you look at life and what we're conditioned into from a very, very young age is a model that goes along the lines of when you have X, then you will do Y.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll be
happy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or content, or beautiful, or desired, or intelligent, or successful. Think about TV commercials, right? Shampoo, classic one. When you have the shampoo, what you will do is you will wash your hair under a waterfall in the Garden of Eden with birds and butterflies, and who you will be as a goddess.
Yeah.
For example, right?
Mm.
Now, I've washed my hair with said shampoo on a Saturday morning after a big Friday night, and I can tell you there was no goddess getting out of my shower. But we do, even though we know that doesn't work, we do buy into it on some level. And there's a level of emotional manipulation in there. And part of it is because we're constantly conditioned in this world, when you have stuff, then that will lead to happiness.
And then they get it, and then they're not happy. So then they try and get something else.
Correct.
And, yeah.
So it's a conditioning. Now, the big question is, gentlemen, are you your thoughts and feelings?
I try to be.
Have you ever been in a social event or in social situation where there's some very obnoxious, loud, annoying pillock in the corner somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have felt... and you have thought about going up and telling them to shut up or slapping them around the head and making them shut up.
Yep.
Have you felt it, thought it, but did you do it?
No.
So no, you don't. Now, part of that is social conditioning, all those sorts of things, but consider if we were or we are our thoughts and feelings, then we wouldn't have any control over doing that.
Yeah.
You may feel like doing it, you may think about doing it, but you don't.
Yeah.
So consider you are not your thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We are fundamentally human what?
Beings.
Beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So given we're human beings, guess what the one thing that we have control over?
Our being?
Yeah, who and how we be. Moment by moment, given every situation. So in the example that I gave you, you could be angry and furious and a reaction to that person that's annoying you, or you can be graceful, or you can be forgiving, or you can be compassionate, or you can be silent, however you want to be. And that's the one thing that you get to say how you handle that.
Therese, it's so in-depth. We need to have her own program developed here. Michael's pulling out a deck chair. And I think, you know, all those points that you raise are really, really good. And, of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.